I'm Alan Light on 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for The Business Side, our weekly spotlight on economic issues in the Bluegrass. Gentrification, a shrinking middle class, wage stagnation, lack of land to develop, fewer builders after the real estate bust, the difficulty of building affordable housing that turns a profit, and slow economic growth. While these are just some of the reasons for Kentucky's current shortage of affordable housing. And that shortage, according to recent studies, is serious and growing. For instance, a housing affordability study commissioned by the Lexington-Fayette Urban County government in 2015 showed 6,600 households could not find housing within their means in Fayette County. Joining me to talk about the issue is the executive editor of The Lane Report, Mark Green. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Alan.
Well, judging from that list I just read off, we've got a pretty good handle on the problem. So what about some solutions?
Well, the solutions to this housing crunch are going to be kind of hard. The best idea that I hear people talking about is Fayette County Property Valuation Administrator David O'Neill is talking about something called accessory dwelling units. And it's basically building another smaller house on your existing property because we have such a limited amount of property available to build houses on that developers can sell a home for and make a profit. Fayette County is out of large tracts of land to develop, and so people like Ball Homes are having to go outside of Fayette County to do any kind of a significant development, pretty much. You know, I think they've done one significant development of maybe a couple of hundred homes in recent years. But the need is more like 1,000 houses a year, and we're only doing 500. So these accessory dwelling units could go into many, many, many existing properties. But there would be some legal issues that we would have to sort through.
Yeah, first of all, I would think that zoning, I mean, how does that fit in with zoning?
Well, there would have to be some changes to the zoning law, and then this sort of gives a new meaning to that old phrase, not in my backyard. In this case, maybe it's not in my neighbor's backyard. Would you want your neighbor to build a second house in the backyard? Maybe so. You know, I think realistically, it's going to start to happen in some form or fashion. But you know, I wonder about issues like when you go to sell your house. Are you selling both houses, or are you selling your own house? Is this accessory dwelling unit a new piece of property? Are we subdividing our house lots in our subdivisions? There's some tricky questions to work through if we're going to build all these houses that we need if Lexington's going to keep growing. And that's what our city leaders and economic development officials say we have to do.
So what you're talking about is, in fact, the city is doing a series of public meetings on this issue, the ADUs. And the next one, I understand, is tomorrow at the Lexington Senior Center, where they can learn a little bit more about these accessory dwelling units.
Yes, as O'Neill talks about, he says that there's the potential for 50,000 sites, properties in the city or in Fayette County that could accommodate additional dwelling units. And then he also says we need to look at more duplexes and townhomes and even basement and garage apartments and come up with as many of these as we can. But the city is holding public hearings to get people to really start thinking about and talking about this and figuring out a process of doing it that might work for everybody.
And this situation is complicated in that Lexington has what we call the urban service boundary, where some other cities do not.
Yes. Lexington, years ago, decided to have an urban services boundary, and it preserves the agricultural farmland, especially our horse farms, which are our trademark characteristic of Fayette County and something that, that brings, you know, many millions of dollars of business and tourism in here. And of course, if we turn the horse farms into residential developments, we'd have enough property. But then, what would happen to our economy? There would be a great cost of doing that. So we're looking at these alternatives, such as O'Neill likes to talk about, more apartments, townhomes, duplexes, and accessory dwelling units. And it's likely to happen in some form or fashion. We just have to figure out what is the appropriate way to do it.
All right. That, again, that seminar is from 6:30 to 8:30 tomorrow night at the Lexington Senior Center. That's the new one they built over there where the old Lexington Mall used to be.
Right. I might have to check that out.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today on the business side. Our guest has been Lane Report Executive Editor Mark Green, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Mark.
All right, Alan, happy spring to you.